3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Monday the 21st of November. It's World Television Day. Happy birthday Conor Maynard, Carly Rae Jepsen, Bjork and Goldie Hawn. The COP27 climate summit concluded on Sunday after 2 weeks of difficult negotiations in Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh. The agreement sets up a fund for developing countries to claim for loss and damage resulting from climate change, and President of COP27, Shama Shukri, was hopeful that the deal would send a positive message.
I call upon all of you to view these draft decisions not merely as words on paper, but as our collective message to the world that we have heeded the call of our leaders and of the current and future generations.
The result is a victory for poor nations who are struggling with the costs of climate impacts and flooding and drought. And Fiona Harvey of The Guardian says it's important to recognise that those nations need help.
The UK taxpayer already provides aid to countries that are in dire straits. What you need to do is see this in those terms, that this is about helping countries that are experiencing disaster.
President of Glasgow's COP26, Alok Sharma, was disappointed that no more progress was made on fossil fuels and says that the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees is in serious jeopardy.
I mean, I said in Glasgow that 1.5 was very much on life support, and the world has to recognise, and countries have to recognise, that if we do not act on this issue now, it will overwhelm us and will overwhelm every country on earth at the end of the day.
Donal Éireacher has said he's confident that Ireland will meet its housing commitments in 2022, but that he's worried about next year's targets. He was speaking after the Fine Gael Ardèche took place in Athlone at the weekend, where he spoke about taxation, the criminal justice system, the dangers of climate change and his opposition to ever going into coalition with Sinn Féin. Speaking afterwards to RTÉ's This Week in Politics, he admitted that he wasn't confident that 2023 targets for new house bills would be met.
Oh, they are at risk, yeah. And that is why we need to face up to that and take every action that is possible. And I'm up for any action that is necessary, working with Dara Bryan and our colleagues in government, and it needs to be a whole of government effort.
Well, there could be a solution to the ongoing housing crisis. Speaking on Sunday to RTÉ This Week programme, Rory Hearn, a lecturer in social policy at Maynooth University, suggested that a state housing agency could help solve the problem.
A state construction company would have the development procurement expertise, it would have the finance, we've gone 6 billion into a rainy day fund, and it would employ construction workers to build homes, because we have a major problem. Construction workers are not being employed directly. They're not going into the sector because they're worried about the boom bust cycle. So you would have a guaranteed delivery, just like we have in health and housing.
The Russian war in Ukraine has become increasingly focused on energy, with massive Russian strikes crippling Ukrainian power and water supplies. Now shelling has resumed around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, with Russia blaming Ukraine for the assault. And Ukraine pushing back and pointing out the equipment being damaged is exactly what is needed to restore power from the plant to the national grid. The International Atomic Energy Agency is increasingly concerned at this activity and has logged 15 strikes in and around the plant. Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, issued a statement to Sky News appealing for calm from both sides.
Whoever is behind the blasts at that power plant must stop immediately, and that those explosions are completely unacceptable.
At least 5 people have been killed in a shooting at a US LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. It took place in the early hours of Sunday morning when a man dressed in body armor entered Club Q and immediately opened fire. 2 of the club's patrons managed to subdue the man until police arrived on the scene. At least 25 people were injured in the attack, and President Biden, while noting that the motivation is not yet clear, condemned the horrific hate violence that the LGBTQ community has been subject to over the last few years. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers spoke at a press conference on Sunday evening.
Our hearts go out to the victims and their families. We know one or more patrons heroically intervened to subdue the suspect, and we praise those individuals who did so because their actions clearly saved lives.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, it's all kicking off in Qatar, and Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds sound like they're ready for Strictly.
Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
The 2022 World Cup kicked off in Qatar on Sunday with Ecuador facing the host country in the opening game. It marked the first normal moment in an otherwise bizarre weekend, which saw Qatari authorities issue a last-minute alcohol ban at games and FIFA boss Gianni Infantino make a very odd speech in which he identified as gay, disabled and a migrant worker in an unsuccessful attempt to deal with the controversies around the event. The BBC skipped the opening ceremony altogether and went straight to the first game, which saw Ecuador beat the host 2-0. Former England and Arsenal player Alex Scott also got the chance to give Gianni Infantino a piece of her mind.
You are not gay. You will never understand travelling to a country where you are fearing for your life just because of your preference of who you choose to love. To keep saying, Gary, football is for everyone. That's what you keep feeding us with. We sit here and it's not.
Elf made Will Ferrell the unofficial king of Christmas, so it was a bold move to come back and have another go at a Christmas classic. But that's what he's done with Spirited, and he's enlisted Mr. Deadpool Ryan Reynolds as his trusty sidekick. It's on Apple TV Plus now and also in cinemas, but it sounds like there was a fair bit of work went into the song and dance routines. Maybe a career in Strictly or Dancing with the Stars is on the horizon.
For Ryan and I, know, I mean, there were moments of elation based out of the fact that we finally got one take correct.
Yes.
Where both of us
couldn't believe.
Because either I would mess up or he would,
mess up.
Or, and back and forth. And so there was just like small victories every day.
Everyone's favourite Green Goblin Willem Dafoe is back with a brand new thriller slash psychological horror movie called Inside. He plays an art thief called Nemo who specialises in lifting high value artworks. Presumably just a stop oil can cover them in flour. But things go badly wrong when he gets stuck in a high security apartment full of priceless art and has to use all his cunning to survive. It hits cinemas in March 2023.
When I was a kid, my teacher asked what I would save from my house if it were on fire. My sketchbook, my AC/DC album, and my cat Groucho. I didn't mention my parents or my sister. Does that make me a bad person?
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.